everyone. I'm Starman Norman, and welcome to the Life with the Girlfriends with Christy and Marie and Julie. Tonight, they're going to talk about all kinds of weird stuff. Get out, eat your own vomit, and how the Crusades weren't that pretty. So, have a good time tonight, and it's a hot town summer in the city.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine. Thanks, Norman, for doing what you do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Starman Norman.
For doing what you do.
I had to think about that for a second.
I know. It's a nice summer day here in Midwest, in Illinois. A little warm.
Hot time in the city. All right. What was the other one? Back of my hair getting dirty and gritty.
Yeah, that's it.
And down, isn't it a pity? Going to be in every corner of the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the rooftops hotter than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Should I keep singing?
No,
go
please
out
don't.
And find a girl. come on, you danced all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And you know what? It's just weather. It's not climate change.
No, it's just weather.
It's just weather.
No, it is actually. It's just weather. It is just weather.
Is it really just weather?
It is just weather. We have had, it's not like, it's 85, it's 88 degrees right now. You know, I mean.
Double eights. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You know, it's not like it's overly hot.
Okay. All right.
Except that we have this perfect temperature of 66 degrees or
right.
60 degrees.
666.
Yeah, that's 66.6 degrees. That's my 66. Optimal.
66.6 on your FM radio.
Yeah, that's my optimal temperature of comfortability and so forth. But hey, if you don't know who we are, we're Christine, Marie, and Julie. We're mother and daughter. I'm the daughter.
Hey, does that make me mama?
Yes, it is.
Mama Bouget?
We're both coaches. You're a psychotherapist. I'm getting my master's in instructional design and teaching. And we just love what we do. And we have a webinar coming up.
Yes, we do.
You can go to consciouscommunity.com/7webinar to sign up for it right there.
Consciouscommunity.com. What a name.
Thenumbers.com/7webinar. Do you know why I did that? Because it's called the 7 A's.
The 7 A's. How to get what you want without breaking a sweat.
Exactly.
That's going to be a great webinar.
You know, it's so funny because you...
I'm going to plug that myself.
Good.
Because you always say, this is going to be a great show today. And now I'm going to say, yes, it's a great show, but it's also going to be a great webinar.
A great webinar. Exactly. As I had this little frog in my throat.
Yes. Well, you came out of bronchitis/pneumonia.
I did. I started taking
JuliePeters.com/pneumonia/bronchitis.
Well, it was funny because I went to a doctor and I went to one of those those quick care things. And I've gone to one where it was just all nurse's assistant. Nothing wrong with nursing assistant. But this one had a full-blown doctor, which I thought was very interesting, you know. And so I don't know why I felt...
Taken care of
a little bit more. Yeah. It's my prejudice, you know, because you go to these places, they're pretty clear on their criteria. You know, is it an emergency room situation or can it be taken care of here?
Mm-hmm.
But I went because I had been experiencing a really huge fever.
Temperature, for
5 or 6 days.
Yeah, I mean, we thought 1 day, 2 days.
Well, it was 3 days. It's just 3 or 4.
Yeah, and I said, honey, you just need to get some help here.
Well, yeah, and I didn't think I wasn't coughing. I wasn't sneezing, so I didn't have the expressiveness of a cold or whatever. And he said, you know, the doctor goes like, well, I can tell you're wheezing, mm-hmm. which is funny because, no, I couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally just said, you know what, let's get this, because having a fever this long is too much.
Right.
You probably have also the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I don't have any stomach issues. And he's like, no, that's not the flu.
Mm-hmm.
A flu is
fever. Aches, pains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joints hurting.
That's
the
crazy.
Stomach thing is not the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
and
the
We would
right.
have thought that the flu, you know, in all our decades of getting the flu.
Yeah. The flu is.
It's like, hey, it's
throwing
like,
up, pooping.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the flu.
Yeah.
So
we've been schooled, girlfriend.
And so last week I was still on my antibiotics and my. Because I was like really sure, don't take your antibiotics. And he's like, you can wait 24 hours. If your fever doesn't break, take your antibiotics.
Yeah.
And it hadn't broken.
No.
So I'm like, okay, take
You're
it.
On it, girlfriend.
And immediately,
It broke.
Yeah. And my lungs cleared up, mm-hmm. and I was on that great, concoction of
that cocktail. A mocktail.
Yes, of steroids, and I didn't gain any weight in the steroids, which I thought was pretty awesome, mm-hmm. for the most part. I don't know. But I thought what was interesting is that I just was overly crabby the whole week. Everybody was just.
You weren't.
I was. And I don't know what you should. Maybe we should inform people or I think we should come to a time.
It's kind of nice to do that.
Yeah. I think we should come to a time in our life as a society that we should wear jackets. And the color of our jacket kind of depicts our mood. Yellow. I am pissed off of the world today. Right. Just caution. Give me caution.
Caution.
Yeah.
Caution.
Approach at your own risk.
Exactly. Yeah. A red, leave me alone because I'm as mad as a.
Nothing's going to happen. Cool. You know, green, hey, you need a situation taken care of. I can maybe help you.
Yeah.
Need directions.
Need some cash.
Yeah. Need a couple bucks here and there for a drink. I'm your girl. I'm there.
That's right.
I'm willing and able. I think that would be awesome. It'd be the same thing I really wanted in cars. I always feel we should have signage in the back of our cars that we can quickly say, Alexis or Alexa or our Francine, can you please tell people behind me, sorry for cutting you off. I'm really sorry.
Aww. That's a great idea.
Everybody forgive me.
Yeah, they'd be reading the little print scrolling across the back.
And then they'd be giving
like a news channel.
And then they'll be saying in their little news channel feed, no, you are not forgiven.
I do not forgive you.
Get off the road. Well, it was interesting because in some ways, I think last week I talked about being just embarrassed. It was an embarrassing week for me.
Right.
And this week, what I've, this week's all been about tempers, mm-hmm. and how to keep people's tempers more even, and mm-hmm. myself as well, because I've been aware of how highly agitated I am. Mm-hmm. And that's not usually me.
Not hardly ever.
And so I'm aware of it in other people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that person like that all the time? Mm-hmm. Or are they on the steroids? Are they on some medication?
They got roid rage.
Right. And should we be taking marijuana to kind of calm that down? Yeah. I don't know.
Speaking of marijuana, when I was watching Real Time with Bill Maher.
Yeah.
And he made that faux pas last week, mm-hmm. where he said the N-word.
Yes.
And it was a joke, and he apologized immediately and profusely afterwards. But this show was his sort of mea culpa show.
Right.
And so he had on this professor, black professor of sociology, I believe, cultural sociology, to talk about it. But they're good friends as well.
Right.
And then he had Ice Cube on.
Right.
Who was to school him,
He was schooled by two people.
Yeah. And he had, there was a black woman, too.
Yeah.
And she schooled him as well. But I swear, anytime they had a close-up on Ice Cube, his eyes looked totally like marijuana eyes.
Did he really? Oh,
OMG.
How funny is that? Well,
now, can I get in trouble for saying he had marijuana eyes?
I don't
pot
know.
Pot eyes?
Are you judging?
Am I being too judgy?
I don't
know. No, I think they're...
There's that glazed look.
No, it was more like reddish. And glazed.
Glazed,
glossy.
Reddish, glossy.
And I just go, man, those are marijuana eyes.
Could be.
So, but that's just one girl's opinion.
Well, it's totally legal in California where they film. I mean,
So there's no problem.
There is zero problem with it.
Good. And okay, good. So I can't get in trouble now.
No, I'm sure I would, if not marijuana,
after watching and listening to the Comey hearings and stuff,
yes.
I'm like, can I get in trouble for saying this? Can I get in trouble for saying that?
And 100%. The answer is, 100%. Well, what I realized is that, in the Twitter world, if you say something that might be slightly controversial,
uh-huh.
and everybody starts saying you're this, it might be the other side Twittering you saying this. Like, the people that you are you think that are on your side, they're like, oh, it's a little off color, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
But there's this whole group that come and go, this is a perfect opportunity to.
Yes,
this is a perfect opportunity for Russia to come in and disable or what are they? What are they what do they do? They
fake news, disarm or
I don't know. There's a word that people are using that destabilize.
Yeah, destabilize something.
Yeah, they destabilize.
Well, I think
something.
It's very interesting. Yeah. I mean, so I don't believe anything. Yesterday, I was at my brother's daughter's birthday party, and I was talking to his brother-in-law, nice guy, but he had mentioned to me that, can you believe Barack Obama's worth $200 million and he's out of office?
You said he left office.
Left office, $200 million richer.
And I said, Julie, that sounds like an awful lot. Could you please ask Alexa?
Yes.
Could you Google that for me?
And I did, and it was $12 million.
Yeah. Now, who's right?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what.
Is it the brother-in-law or Alexa?
That's a huge discrepancy.
Huge. And that's an interesting... That's an interesting...
And I said to myself, I wish I would have...
A piece of gossip to, you know...
To push forward.
Proliferate, yeah.
And I go, I wish to God I would have checked it out then, because I see this guy twice a year at the most.
Right.
Max twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I know he's more conservative than I am, but... I when I said that number, I'm like, wow, that's just, I don't know how he did that.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I go, I don't get it. I don't know how, you know. Mm-hmm. And Doug's like, we should look at his taxes. And I'd be curious, you mm-hmm. know. But then when I got home, we're like, this doesn't sound right. I'm like, let's Google it. You're like, Julie? Google it.
I go, Julie?
Do what you got to do. Let me know if that's real. And I said $12 million, which seems more reasonable.
It does
seem reasonable.
Book.
Yeah. He had a movie written about it. Maybe he got cut off of that.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds more reasonable.
Right.
And so I was like, well, I wish, why didn't I just second guess it then, which I should have done, and Googled it and going, oh, well, they mm-hmm. say $12 million. Now I believe $12
million. Yeah, you too.
And I'm like, where'd you hear $200 million from?
Yeah. How did that happen?
The Russians? Well, we were listening to this. I mean, this is a weird part. We're coaches. And our webinar is about coaching and feeling better now.
Right.
But our Sunday night show typically is just us having a good time ranting.
Absolutely.
And that's okay. So if you're thinking that you're getting a lot of high content, go to our webinars for that.
Yeah.
This is for us hanging out, just talking.
Right.
And maybe you'll go like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. I have something I can talk about this week.
What do you got to talk about?
Well, no, for our, Doris Day, you know, segment.
Oh, yeah, for our Pillar Talk.
Pillar Talk.
We'll talk about that during Pillar Talk.
Yes, I do have something.
Okay, so anyway, I was there at the party, and we were talking about this, but I kept, during this political climate that we're in right now, mm-hmm. I am less happy, but I am more engaged.
Oh, so true.
And
so true.
There are moments I've begged you. I said, you know.
Yeah, I know you do.
I go, literally, I can't take one more second of this.
CNN.
CNN, Fox. And you listen to it all. You are not partisan. You're like, I listen to Fox. I listen to MSNBC. And I listen to CNN. Mm-hmm. And you go, I'm telling you right now, CNN is directly in the middle. Listening to both those, all three of them, CNN is directly in the middle.
Right, exactly.
So, it's, you know. But last night, I came home from after talking with being with Doug and going to the party. And you have some talk show home that's on Fox and Friends.
I did, yeah.
I don't know what it was called. Mm-hmm. But...
Oh, the Great Gutfeld Show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And literally about 20 minutes in or 10 minutes in, I'm like, this doesn't make me happy. I go, I don't understand anybody. This just basically mm-hmm. looks like they're complaining about the left mm-hmm. or everybody.
Oh, that's all Fox does. We're snowflakes, you know. And
just complain. And it was so to the point where, like, I can't take one more second of this.
Yeah.
And so you turn. I left. I don't think you turned it off.
No,
I left.
You left.
I can't do it.
I did turn on Graham Norton, though.
And you didn't tell me that, and I missed Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I know.
Which is so funny, because, so if you don't know by now, if you listened to a show before, you know that my brother looks like Tom Cruise.
And it's so funny, too, because, like, every time a Tom Cruise has a movie come out, which he does, he's got The Mummy come out, people come out of the woodwork and go, oh my God, you look like Tom Cruise. Like he was shopping at the grocery store the other day.
Yeah, he literally called me. He goes, I'm alone in my car and I need to tell you this. I'm like, okay, what? Tell me. He goes, when are you coming over? I'm like, well, this is when I'm coming over. He goes, that's perfect. He goes, but I got to tell you this now. He goes, I'm like, what is it? I was shopping with my wife, you know, my wife. It's an inside joke. And he goes, and, you know, we're at Woodman's. And we're around the corn, and this woman is talking to my wife about the corn and how to pick the best flavor corn. And then I just happened to turn around in my own natural state, and the woman jumped back like, oh, my God, has anybody ever told you that you look exactly like Tom Cruise?
Jump back.
Jump back. And then he did his little Tom Cruise look.
And may I take a picture with you?
Yeah, and may I take a picture of you? And luckily his wife is like, oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm sure she's like.
She's done with it.
She's filled up with this.
Well, he's gone through a period where he's intentionally not looked like Tom Cruise. Right. He always wears his glasses, which are look like FBI glasses. You know, like, look, you know, not, they're like, I'm wearing big glasses, you know. And, you know, just didn't exude the Tom Cruise energy.
Yeah.
Well, the funny, cute thing is he's like Tom Cruise, but taller.
Mm-hmm.
And Gregory always says, I'm so grateful Tom Cruise is like 10 years older than me. Because in Hollywood, I have that buffer 10 years. You know, he has to work really hard to look 10 years younger.
Exactly.
And so he'll always look like me. Which is perfect.
But he went through a stage years ago when we were working for Menards.
Yeah.
And he would make deliveries and people would just like go,
oh my God.
Oh my God, Tom Cruise just came to my door and delivered lumber.
Why is Tom Cruise here delivering my lumber?
And now Tom Cruise has this new movie called Wakefield.
There's The Mummy, which I heard wasn't very good.
Yeah, no.
And then there's a second one's called, I thought it was like American Made.
Yeah, that's it.
And where he comes out in September.
I saw the trailer for that, and oh my God, he really looks like that Tom Cruise.
Yes, he looks like that Tom Cruise, the way he's acting and everything.
Yeah.
Acting goofy.
Yeah.
Kind of like dorky.
Well, we've got to put a picture up. I know that Greg is going to do a podcast with us next week.
Yes!
And we should take a picture of him, and then take a picture of Tom Cruise in the American Made movie.
Yeah.
And then we'll post them side by side.
Yeah.
And let's let them be able to tell the difference.
That's right. It'll be like, which one's which?
That's right.
Who's who?
That's right. And then I said, isn't that interesting how that me and Dad together make a Tom Cruise look alike?
But taller.
But taller.
And less chin. He doesn't have much of a chin.
Greg does.
No. But, and then you, and then I said, but you also made me.
You're precious.
Sure.
Our precious
You've got a wonderful personality, Julie.
Julie, you're so kind.
You just said, you're precious. You're so kind. You got a good heart.
You're brave.
You're brave. Code word. And I'm like,
but what is she? She's brave.
She's my finger. I raised this finger. Pretty brave. Well, it was so cute because his wife is really darling. She's cute, but she's like, you know, I'm always like, do I have to up my ante if he's looking more like Tom Cruise? Like, what do I got to do? You know? And it's like, nothing. Literally nothing. Because I'm sure the woman's going to go home, take a picture of my brother.
And then forget about it.
Forget about going, who the hell's this guy on my camera?
How'd this guy end up my
exactly
on my phone? Her husband will go like, why is this guy like on your phone?
Yeah, well, I don't have, you know, junk pics on my phone. I have Tom Cruise pics on my phone.
That's right. the mummy pics
and so forth. That was it. But it always, I have to say, it makes my brother exceptionally happy for about a week.
Yeah,
he's on like this natural high.
He was in Disney World with the kids, and he was in Ice Cream World, you know.
Yeah.
184 flavors, and I think somebody said, oh my God, it's Tom Cruise. And the whole place turned around.
Yeah.
And he was like, stop, people.
It's not Tom Cruise.
Not me. I'm like a foot taller than Tom Cruise, but I'll take it. I'll take that free ice cream.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, I got like a hair in my mouth. Sorry, people.
Excuse me while I get
exactly
secure.
Or I've gotten inflamed something what? Down there. Hold on. Talk amongst yourself, mother.
Excuse me, I'm gonna like scale one to ten. I'm like throwing
as you see me stick my finger down
bag.
My throat.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, exactly. Oh, there it is. No,
okay.
Now, so I don't know what I was gonna say. I'm done.
Yeah,
but that's now over.
Till the next Tom Cruise movie comes out,
right?
And we'll be, but pretty soon we're going to have movie review, and we'll be able to talk about the movie we see. And now we've expanded to our movie reviews to include movies that we've just simply heard about.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Because we know that you all want to hear about that and our own personal take on it, and so forth. You ready to do a little movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Great.
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
Thank you, Christine Marie, for that darling rendition of Let's All Go to the Movies.
Yes. I can't believe you did it. It sounds just like you.
So I did go to the movies last night.
Yes, you did.
I rented one.
Saturday night, date night.
That's right.
On my recommendation.
Yes. Get Out.
Get Out.
Get Out.
Jump Get Back.
Out. Get Out.
Jump Back.
And it was so wildly interesting to see a movie on blackness and race and
I
don't want to give anything away, but what the heck?
No, don't give any, really, don't give anything away. But, okay, spoiler alerts, if you really, because it's a great movie.
It's a great movie, and Julie, here's the thing. When Julie saw it a year ago, or I don't know how long.
6 months, probably.
You told me the whole plot line, because I'm never disturbed by that. However, I never remember the plot line, so this was a brand new movie to me.
Right.
Somehow Norm was sleeping, and he heard the plot line, and he
knew
everything.
Yeah, because he hates it when I tell you the plot line.
Oh, yeah, he cannot stand it.
Yeah.
I could care less, because if a movie is good, well-made, I'll enjoy it no matter
right.
what. And this good movie was good. It was well-made. The acting was great. And it was I was amazed that it was a small, tight movie. I don't know why I expected something big. Like, you know, like big production, CGI,
right,
all that kind of stuff. It was none of that.
Well, it was Jordan Peele, right? He directed it and wrote it.
Yeah, from Key and Peele.
Yeah.
And I heard that he had made it on a shoestring,
like
really.
$4 million, something very cheap.
Very small for Hollywood standards.
Yeah.
And the acting was great.
Amazing acting.
Yeah, and I just, the script was good and tight. I loved it. And I was just like, and thank God it was just like 90 minutes long, which is like perfect.
Hour 40, just
feeling. Oh, is it an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So
good. I didn't know that. So it was 10 minutes longer than I would have. How much was it?
It was 100. It was 90. It was 10 minutes longer than you liked. So
okay.
It was an hour and 40 minutes long.
Got it. Yeah.
Right. What you're so right about this being a tight film, because and no CGI. No computer generated graphics images that I'm aware of, and so what you got was they took the time to develop the drama on its own.
They really did,
and it was just like a huge scenario. Like, okay, this is a 2-day event that's taking place, and it was a 2-day festival of the sacred cows kind of thing, as you like to say.
Was. Right.
We had a little bit of a setup, and then we arrived at the location where everything takes place.
Right.
And you have a little comic relief with the buddy.
The sidekick. Yeah.
And so it was just wild and
fun. There's an element to like how script writers handle things that seem implausible.
Right.
They just say, you know, one sentence. Like in at the very end, the buddy is in a cop car.
Yeah.
Even though we think, oh my God, the cop car's coming. We're in big trouble.
Right.
And
opens the door,
and then the buddy gets out and
says airport, you know?
Yeah. And he says, How did you come here? He goes, I work for TSA. I handled it.
I go, we handle things.
We handle things. I'm like, yeah, that's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say.
I'm fine with that.
We're TSA, and we handle things.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
That's all I needed. I was fine. And that's what small movies like this should do.
Yeah.
If they need to come around or make a case for something that was totally implausible.
Right.
But in general, this movie was perfect for me to see after what I sort of experienced with last week with Bill Maher.
Right.
Where he had his, like I said, he had said the N-word and there was this outrage everywhere.
And like he said, Kathy Griffin was very happy that I did this because it got her off.
Got her off the front page and him on the front page, yeah. And so then listening to the real time with Bill Maher and how the black professor and Ice Cube and this,
yeah.
This other girl, she's a millennial. She's
a CNN reporter or a commentator.
Her name is Simone somebody.
Right.
And so to hear all their opinions and to hear what they said about Bill Maher's,
right.
Even though Bill Maher, you know, mea culpa, I don't think this way, all that stuff. And so what was interesting is that Ice Cube said, look, you know, my homies can call me the N-word. And I'm fine with that. But even if one of my white buddies who thinks he's King so close to me and everything, calls me that. He said, it's like a knife in the heart.
Yeah.
That was his words, a knife in the heart. So
through his marijuana face.
Through his marijuana eyes, those beautiful dark marijuana eyes. And he went on to say, I'm going to even go further and tell you that that word is not your word ever.
Right.
You, meaning
white people.
White people, not just pointing to Bill, are never, ever, no matter how close to the Kool-Aid you come, he said, right. You are never to use that word. That is our word.
Well, I remember
we own that word.
Yeah. I remember Dr.
And so based on all of this kind of drama swirling around this week.
Yeah.
Then to see this movie, which is really a black and white movie. In
it
the
really
sense,
is. It's a very
really
interesting.
It's really about the blood. Yeah. Without giving anything away.
Yeah. It's a fascinating movie.
Yes.
And I would recommend everybody seeing it just because it's a tight, suspenseful movie.
Right.
There is some violence, but it's not gory, you know? Do you hear me that? Or?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, my father chose to come in and give you a fresh cup of coffee,
right.
But without taking it,
the old one away.
So therefore you had no space for your cup.
And I'm holding this hot cup of coffee.
He's like, what am I going to do with this? Thanks, Armando. it's like he gives... And he doesn't take it away.
He doesn't
take it away. You know, he's being kind, so I give him points for that.
Yeah.
But
learning curve? Oh, man.
No.
Man.
And so, how many Sherpa hats would you give Get Out?
Out of four, right?
Yeah.
I would definitely say four.
I agree.
Enjoyed it that much. For all, you
it
know,
was a quick, perfect movie.
Quick, easy, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, really kept my attention.
And I came home and I saw part of it with you.
Yeah, you did.
You know how, like I said, The Accountant was a perfect movie?
Yeah.
And then I saw it again.
Lied.
Well, then I said to myself, the beginning's perfect and the ending's perfect. And the middle is kind of like a little too much.
Yeah.
Because I left satisfied.
Right.
Sometimes you just want to leave satisfied.
Yeah.
And I think with Get Out, you leave satisfied.
100%.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you about...
Like you were talking about the gore a little bit.
Yeah.
That it does have this, well, when the good guy, you know, takes back his power.
Yeah.
And he goes on kind of a little rampage. You're like, you go, girl.
You go.
You go, sir.
We know it was on. We know it was for you. Go for it.
Yeah.
You have every right.
That's right.
You know, every right. And so... So we give it 4 stars.
I give it 4 Sherpa hats.
It's a very tight.
4 Sherpa hats.
Perfect, perfect, perfect movie. I don't know if it can be nominated for next year's Academy Awards, but it should be.
Oh, will it be? Will it be?
I don't know.
Think
it's already passed.
Was it
I don't know.
Passed?
Maybe it already passed. It could have been.
Yeah.
But it was a really good film.
Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah.
Well written. Bravo. Made a ton of money. And good going.
Yeah.
Good,
and were we going to talk about a movie
a lot different
that
than
that we heard that was horrible.
Right. Well, also a lot different than the other Jordan and Peele and Key movie.
Keanu. Watch out, kitten.
Yeah. Kitten please.
Kitten please.
I love that was a little rough of a movie to watch.
Yeah.
I really love
just
him.
Cut his chops on that movie.
Yeah, that one was just like, you know.
What?
And Comedy Central threw them some money to make a movie. This one was a good screenplay. Okay, and then I'll say really quick about Wonder Woman. Because I did not review it last week, I don't think.
No, you didn't.
And I saw it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it 3.5 Sherpa hats.
Right.
Very good. Very well written. It was a tight script, but it was all CGI. I believe that they weren't in front of any scene ever, any real
people.
I don't think the actors were in front of any real backdrop ever.
She said though that I was saw her interview that she did her own horse stunts.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
so she rode a horse.
Yeah, and she said, "Oh man, my legs were they were really sore."
Yeah. Well, good for her because that horse was going fast. Unless she's on a mechanical horse.
Oh, maybe so.
I'm sure it still hurt. So, not to give it away, it was the
Wonder Woman.
It was the birthing of Wonder Woman, how she came to be, who she really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of sad scenes in it.
Yeah. She has to leave her mama. Yeah. And we know what that's like, girlfriend.
Yeah, no, we do not.
We can only imagine.
We can only hope one day I'll experience that. No. But it was sweet because, you know, they live on this one island. I can't remember the name of it. But it's only women.
That's right.
Only women.
That's right.
And the daughter's leaving the island, and the mom goes, "You have been the love of my life.
Yeah.
But today you're my biggest regret or my biggest sorrow.
My biggest sorrow."
Something like that. And, you know, like, okay, mom, sorry, but I've got to save the world.
That's right. I got to go out there with my lasso of truth.
Exactly.
And my invisible airplane.
Which, there was no invisible airplane.
Are you kidding me?
She did, she kind of flies on her own.
Just flies like a Superman?
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
Are she you jumps. Sure? Well, at this stage.
How did she get off the island?
A boat.
Okay.
And they don't really. She falls asleep on the island in a boat, like taking off, and she wakes up and she's in London. And the great screenwriter said, Chris Pine writes his line, which is, you know, "Oh, we got help coming in. That's why we got here so fast." Meaning, because they were on, you know, sailboats, and meaning some ship, you know, pulled them along or whatever. And I'm like, well, there you go.
Good,
brilliant.
One line.
Yeah, brilliant screenwriters. Good job.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to talk about really quick before we move on during this segment.
And so that was 3.5 Sherpa hats.
Yes. Go see it. I would, it's a nice summer movie.
And it's time for a woman superhero.
I told you guys last time I feel compelled to see it just to support a female superhero.
Women superheroes.
And so I was all right. I was right with it.
You are my superhero girlfriend. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate that. The next thing I want to talk about really quick is The Leftovers. It's a series on HBO. It had the last episode of the last series. I mean, so there's no more leftovers. They're all eaten up.
The leftovers are over.
Or they're thrown out because if they're around for 3 days, they need to be gone. And I had read the description about the last episode, and I think it said, did it say ambiguous?
It said exclude. No, there was
a word, and I said, "Does this mean what I think it means?"
Yeah,
elusive.
Yeah, elusive.
And I'm like, "Are they?" And I'm like, "Elusive." To me, that meant they're not going to give me.
They're not
going
to wrap anything up.
And I'm like, "F you!" And thank you to the good screenwriters of the world, script gods, because literally in 4 minutes. They wrapped it up. And I go, oh, I can buy into that. Mm-hmm. I'll deal with that. I can buy into that. Mm-hmm. I think I would have handled myself slightly different the way she handled herself. Mm-hmm. But being who she is.
Who is she? You're talking about?
The lead female character.
Oh, okay.
So his Kevin, wife? His new wife.
His new wife.
So Kevin didn't, you know, is the police officer who everybody assumes is the second coming of Christ, because he can't really die.
And he's the one that's kind of always kind of naked.
Yeah, he's got a
cute little body.
Cute body.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston did quite well.
Oh.
And then I never thought he was attractive in quote-unquote real life.
I agree.
But in Leftovers, I'm like, there's something going on here. I kind of dig it.
There's something about it. You see the essence of his personality.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm kind of digging this. Yeah. And then there's an ex-wife involved. And then there's that storyline gets wrapped up in the last episode too. We really have conclusion on everybody's character in the last episode, which is lovely. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just discussing it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And his wife, who lost everybody in whatever you want to call it,
the Ascension.
Ascension, you know, whatever you want to call it. She lost her husband and her two kids. And she then turned into this big, you know, ball-busting kind of woman, you know, and so forth. And it was mostly about her character and Kevin meeting up with her during this last episode. And they're chatting because...
Did they marry then?
They're already married.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to tell much because you can watch it on HBO, and I would suggest watching it. Mm-hmm. If you had watched it, it's okay to binge this one, and it's okay to watch the last episode. I was, even after reading it was elusive, I was satisfied when it was all over.
Good, good.
And I thought to myself, there's always this part where I want to see visually things go down, like, how does it really look? Mm-hmm. How does it really look? Like a Midnight Special, that movie.
Yes.
Where the little boy has that a special
was
a power.
Good, that was a good visual.
And then at the end, we kind of see this huge supernatural visual.
Right. Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I'm highly satisfied.
Yeah, whoa, that's
really that was bump. Like, boom, 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 I'm satisfied.
Right.
This wasn't like that, but I got all my questions answered.
Yeah.
And yada, yada, yada.
And also, I noticed that whenever I scan HBO, almost in any of those channels, you can find the leftovers.
Yeah.
At any given time right
They're
now.
They're a leftover. Well, because it's the last season.
Yeah. So you can
And you can also do on demand and so forth. But I can highly recommend that.
Yeah. And one last thing real quickly. Richard Roper?
Yes.
Dean Richards. One of our Chicago movie critic. Mm-hmm. Really highly panned The Mummy.
Oh,
said,
no.
Save your money.
Don't go.
Don't go.
It's horrible.
Don't even go if you want to just eat popcorn. He said that the interesting thing is he said that it feels like a movie that was made by committee, meaning like that there was like an ad hoc committee of like, say, 10 people, and one was like, must have CGI.
Right.
Another was like, no, have a superhero. No, have a comedic sidekick.
Yeah.
No, have a really fabulous, you know, but evil woman, you know.
Right.
And it's just said it never, ever finds its footing. And he also commented, I'm sure Greg won't want to hear this, but that, you know, he's an older dude that sort of is playing a young character, like how a young character would act.
And
so that's a little distracting.
He should embrace his age because he looks great for his age.
Yeah, just embrace your age.
He looks timeless.
Age. Right.
But I don't want to see him play a 20-year-old or even
and
like an early 30-year-old.
That's what he said he felt like.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it was, to me, a very harsh criticism of this movie.
And since we haven't seen it,
and I would want to still see it.
And because of that, I feel like I'll enjoy the movie more.
Yeah.
Because I will have lowered my expectations
so low.
The bar
is so low, honey.
That I will probably go, there's my brother running away from mummies.
Yeah, you won't even be able to go, like, do your, what is that when you backbend under a bar? What's that called?
Limbo?
Yeah, you won't even be able to limbo under that bar. It's so low.
Good job, girlfriend.
I couldn't remember the word limbo.
You're like, but I'm like, where are you pulling this out of?
What's that backbend thing you do under a bar?
Yeah.
Oh, limbo, mother? Oh, yeah.
You ready for a little bit of, I don't have anything in Elliot's Corner. Do you have anything for Elliot's Corner?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Elliot's Corner.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me.
Welcome to Elliot's Corner.
OMG.
Here we are at Elliot's Corner. And Christine just said OMG. And she just made me go, oh, no. I don't have anything for
I think I do. I wanted to talk about Elliot for
a
little bit.
Well, Elliot's Corner is where we started this whole thing because I saw Shirley MacLaine being interviewed by Oprah where she says, I can learn everything I need to know from my dogs. And I go, I agree with you for the most part. My dogs look crazy, but they make me a better person.
Well, I did. This wasn't what I was going to say, but Elliot was in his crate in the car yesterday.
Yeah.
We were riding around, me and Starman Norman and Elliot threw up.
Mm.
And before we could stop the car and get out and help him and everything, he ate it.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's a life lesson in that.
Right.
But every day. It's a little bit of throw up that you got to eat.
Well, that's actually quite true. I was with Doug earlier today helping him move because he's emotionally effed up right now.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, you know, he lost his mom 6 months ago. He lost his brother a month and a half ago. And he's losing, and all this, none of this is big. It's not like big on the Richter scale from him. And his family home is being sold. And he also has to deal with taking care of a brother who is mentally challenged, mentally handicapped, and so forth. But he's not the main caretaker. That was his oldest sister, and so forth. But there's just a lot of that's really all I can say about it. It's like
I know, but you saying that though, that feels like, oh my God, I should cut him more slack, because to me he still just acts like Doug.
Right.
Which is like totally rageaholic sometimes. And
right. I'm trying to think, why'd I even bring him up?
You were going to say something about Doug.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
It was about animals, right?
Yeah.
Hello. No, I can't remember.
Uh-oh.
Well, we can learn from animals.
This is a weird Elliot's Corner.
It kind of is. Yeah. Doug's just on my mind today because I had to help him move.
You know, Doug, dog.
Dog, that there you go. He's a dog. He acted like a dog all day long today. And I was just like, I know you're going father. Through some stuff, but really... Maybe you need to go through this alone because you're just, I don't feel like I need to be your punching bag a day. I don't, you need to take it out.
He was like, why aren't you supporting me? Because like on a scale of 1 to 10, what you're obsessing about is like barely a 0.5 on the
I go, and I just can't
scale.
Figure out why you're so upset. Yeah. And I always,
and I want to come in like Wonder Woman. Dun, 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 leave my daughter alone when you're like this. Get away from her.
Oh, please, Mom. Jeez. All right. Yeah.
Banish him to the island.
Well, it's funny because here's the thing. I talked to him about Dick because he got into a little fight with his sister. The way they fight, like siblings and who didn't have a psychotherapist as a mother. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm always shocked when I see families fight because I'm like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I go, this doesn't make any sense. My mom and dad would have like stopped this bullshit.
Well, you said something like that and Doug goes, no, your dad would be mad at this right now.
No, he wouldn't
have
been.
He'd be irate. And you went, what?
I thought to myself, and he goes, don't I have the right to have my own feelings? And I thought, and I had to really think about it. Because Elliot has the right to his own feelings too, my doggy does. but and I said to him, I said, Doug, you have the right to your feelings. And I'm sitting with this and I go, I totally agree. And everybody else has the right to respond to you in a certain way. And as soon as I said that, because mm-hmm. he got huffy with his sister, mm-hmm. and I got mad at him. I'm like, I don't know why you're being such a jerk right now. Mm-hmm. And his sister called and said, you don't have to help me the rest of the day. I got it all by myself. Mm-hmm. And I go... She hung up on him. And I said, wow, you got what you want, which is you don't have to help her. And she's like, well, I don't know why she's mad at me. I'm still the one that should be mad. And I'm like, dude, you got exactly what you want.
That's right.
And he's done this before where he's, I think, responded in such a way.
That nobody wants to be around
him. I'm like, you can't do this and then think they're going to try and figure out a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, they're... You know, I have been appreciative when you've helped me. We've been together for a long time. I've helped you. But if you help me and you act like a total dick, I don't need your help.
Right.
I will find another solution to my problem.
Absolutely.
Because my life's too short.
Right.
And so, you know, I was happy that she did do that.
Yeah.
Because she literally did it as I'm
it was
saying
a real life lesson.
Hell yeah, it was. And I thought it was funny because he was so upset then that she got mad at him. Mm-hmm. Like, well, she has no right to get mad at me. Yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, she has the right to respond to her the way to your reason.
Yes.
You know, if you have the right to be angry, she has the right to respond to you.
That's right.
And, that's what I would do.
That's right.
You know, and so forth. And then when I had commented and he got mad at me, because I said, yeah, I go, you know what? I bet you can't wait till this house is sold because then you don't never to deal with these people ever again because they obviously make you so upset. He's like, why are you dissing this house? I'm like, you're insane. Okay, you literally are insane. But I'm cutting you slack because I really just don't care right now. I told you I'd help you move and I'm helping you move.
Okay.
And that's just the way it is. You know, it is funny though. I see how other people, like Elliot, when he wants to get from one place to another, you know, he just goes for it.
Right.
You know, he'll start pushing the door open, scratching, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get from here to there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do this until someone, like, opens the door or I'm going to break this door down.
That's right.
And that's like Doug has no problem moving himself, except that the way he does it is just through brute force. Mm-hmm. So there's scratches on furniture. There's scratches on floors. Walls are nicked up. And it drives him crazy when I help him because I'm like, pick up the damn furniture.
Right.
I said, we can carry this.
Right.
Let's not scrape it across the floor. Let's do this. And he goes, and then in the car, he says something to me. And this is totally a laughable moment. So he goes, well, you know, I have small hands and I have a hard time picking up furniture.
Oh, and I said, I love it. He does have small hands.
He does, but he doesn't have.
He's got little tiny Trump hands.
He does not have. I said, Douglas, you do not have little tiny hands.
Yes, he does.
He does not have small.
He's got little girl hands.
Well, they're not. They're my size or a little smaller. If I can pick up, or a little smaller,
right?
But he's not like I said. I go. Well, you know
I
what?
Have little tiny hands.
I said. I guess I need to apologize because I did not consider the circumstances I was dealing with.
That's right.
I'm dealing with a guy who is obviously impaired by having small hands.
That's right.
And I said, I'm sorry. I'm
that's
sorry.
Hysterical.
I thought that was hysterical.
That's
too.
Great, girlfriend.
I thought that was hysterical, too.
It wasn't too much of an Elliot's Corner, but I'm ready for Pillar Talk.
Here we go.
Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk.
Here we are at Pillar Talk. You go, girl.
Yeah.
Tell me about Pillar Talk.
Well, here's what I was, obviously, during the course of the week, I'm always looking for... bits to bring to Pillar Talk.
This
which
is really our formal
this is our formal coaching
session because we call it Pillar Talk, like Doris Day, Pillow Talk, but Pillar Talk like the pillars of life.
Right.
Go for it.
Well, here is my quote.
Okay.
Never make a decision based on fear.
Hmm.
Mic drop.
Yeah, that's true.
Pow. Think about that for a while and how many decisions... We normal people that don't live on the Wonder Woman Island,
right,
have to make, and we when the first thing that we do is like, oh, I make my decision based on what I'm fearful of,
right? Fearful of failure, fearful of succeeding, fear of a lot of things. Marianne Williamson wrote that book about love. I can't think of it now.
A Course in Miracles?
I don't know. Was it? That's what it was called. But her whole concept in the book was there are only two real emotions.
In life.
Love.
And fear.
And fear. Not love and hate.
Right.
It's love and fear. And after reading that book, I felt like you have to remind yourself what you base your life out of making decisions based from love, not fear.
And I think it's a very interesting quote and one to... Ponder and aspire to, but I have made decisions based on love, only to realize that when my vibration slips,
yeah,
or my frequency goes lower, and mm-hmm. I crack into that fear, I'm like, how did I end up here?
Please.
What did I do? You know, yeah. So I'm aware that I'm not there, but
I want to share this story with you last week, and I forgot to do it, and you're bringing this up because so many times we make decisions we feel out of love, we feel like we're in alignment. Goes to our webinar coming up next Wednesday, 7 A's, how to get which one about breaking a sweat.
So it's 7 A's at 7 p.m. Central.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So it's a lot
right.
of sevens here.
Yeah, consciouscommunity.com/7 webinar. But anyway. I was watching Shark Tank about 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about the guy who, or they were doing a little expose about the guy who did that sink stopper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the drain.
The drain.
Drain
king.
Drain. Or
yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
And how it just totally turned his life around,
right.
And the Shark Tank people helped him and right. got it going, and they're in every store now.
Yeah, I mean they were literally like almost like. Bankrupt.
Well, and they had lost everything
yeah.
during the downward in the economy.
Right.
And they're living in a rental. They had to sell everything, living in a rental. And I guess the rental didn't have a garbage disposal or had problems with the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the thought of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And his life would never have been this great without the heartache that came before it.
Right.
And so I don't know why a lot of stories start off with that. Like, I literally had nothing to lose.
Right.
Because it was already all taken from me.
It's already taken. It's like that is where your bottom line is. It's at the bottom.
And there are a lot of stories where don't turn out. Like, and then I thought this drain thing. I'm a millionaire. Woohoo! Won the lottery. Great.
Yeah,
life
yeah,
is good.
Exactly.
A lot of people are still slowly but surely... eking themselves up.
Don't call me Shirley.
And there you go. Up and up and up. And so, but it's interesting because you have to come to that place where, like, you know, they make decisions based out of love probably all the time. And it doesn't mean that things are going to still work out. We
right.
live in this amazing co-creative world. And so many times to get to the next level of creation or evolution,
mm-hmm.
crap happens.
It's messy.
It's so
Isn't
messy.
It messy? Like, moving from the water to land.
Yes.
What must those creatures have looked like?
Right. And how do how is their life?
Yeah.
I was up early this morning watching A History of Christianity.
Good on a Sunday?
Between zero and like 1400, you know?
Mm-hmm. And what was zero?
Yeah. Or like 30.
What was it? Negative zero? Negative one?
BC. Like Louis C.K.
Yeah.
We know we're right because we base time on it.
Time.
BC is
zero
AD.
Here, and then there's, that's right.
I was watching it and it talked about the Crusades and like the Muslims and, you know, and all this stuff. And what you realize, like, holy cow, there was a lot of death going on.
It wasn't a pretty thing.
And none of it was pretty.
No.
And there was a point, though, where in society where in Jerusalem and in the areas, the Christians had control over it. And the Muslims were there, but they were allowed to practice being a Muslim, you know, but they had a head tax, but it wasn't taxed too much, and like everybody was living kind of peacefully, and then other Muslims would come in from other areas, going, well, wait a minute, you should be fighting this because, first of all, you're actually being treated better than in other Muslim areas. But what was going on, just as one little community, I guess there was a point where there were two philosophies. Either it was like war, or the Muslim faith would expand. And if you were a Muslim, you believed everybody else will eventually turn into being a Muslim. Mm-hmm. That's the only goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only goal. And so I thought that was very interesting. But hearing these stories and about all this war, and thousands and thousands of soldiers are being killed, and you just go, my gosh, there has been so much mayhem and death, and yet evolution still came about. And you're going, what was the purpose of all this?
Right.
Is it because, like right now, if we had a civil war in the States, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine it. Mm. We have so many people and so much technology and so much instant news. I mean, we would never leave the house. We're like,
right.
Oh my God, what would happen?
Right.
You know, what would you do? I don't know.
I like what you said. Bottom line, the Crusades, it wasn't pretty.
And then
you said, full of mayhem.
Full of mayhem. It was crazy. Crazy stuff going
the Crusades,
down.
That shenanigans and mayhem.
I know. Well, they're talking about this one queen of Jerusalem. Her dad was the king of Jerusalem, I guess, at some point. 1100, you know, and he didn't have any sons. And so she got to be queen, but she couldn't really be queen, so they had to find a mate for her. And they brought in another a pre-stand-up dude.
Wow.
Brought her in. And they were supposed to, quote-unquote, co-reign.
Oh, co-reign.
Co-reign. And he was not happy about it.
He wanted to reign
on his own. But then he died. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, not sure how. In battle.
Sort of like how that North Korea guy died in the airport.
Right.
Wink, wink, nudge,
nudge. Nudge, we don't know how he died of poisoning.
Really, that would make a good movie script, Julie.
Well, and like,
why don't we
study
that?
She was still queen until her son, and they said this was like the phrase I used, choose to take over. Executed his force, something like that.
Whoa.
Like, okay, mom, I'm taking over now. You need to step aside.
Right.
But they were talking about how she was a powerful woman. Like, her personality was, she wasn't wishy-washy. She was in sync. She knew exactly what she needed to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody knew where they stood with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she was so successful. Mm-hmm. You knew exactly where you stood with her. And I agree. I think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know why I brought it up, except...
Would you say that I'm like that, Jillie? That everybody
yes.
knows where they stand with me?
I think so.
I'm not wishy-washy?
No, you're not wishy-washy.
Mm-mm.
I agree. But I think I brought this up because, like, you, we had...
I'm like Wonder Woman's mother.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
You know, talking about fear and love, but talking about the fact that we can make decisions based out of love,
yeah.
and still things go to crap.
And still make the hard decisions.
Yeah. Nothing turns out the way we want to turn out.
Anyway, right?
And we have to pick up and evolve.
That's right.
Move forward.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, life is better now than it was back then in the Crusades.
Yeah. I wonder if making decisions
not even
out of
choice.
Love does help evolution.
Say it again?
Making decisions out of love does help things evolve.
Even if the end result at that immediate moment was crap.
Yeah.
Mayhem. Bam.
Shenanigans.
Mayhem. Holy cow. What?
The Crusades. It ain't pretty, but it's gritty.
Exactly. I just, it was,
that's the book you're going to write, Joe. I just saw it.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
It's at my morning haze at 5 in the morning, I'm going, what the heck? This is horrible. This is just, is there a God? I don't know. This is crazy nut talk. This is crazy talk.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the Jim Baker show right now.
Yeah. Crazy talk.
It's like, I do wonder sometimes if there is a God because he obviously is Republican.
Loves Trump.
And hates Democrats.
That's what Jim Baker is saying. Like,
they call Democrats evil ones.
Yes. And I'm just like, oh, God, I have an intimate relationship with you, and I'm confused.
Now I'm confused
because I don't know anymore.
To be continued.
Yes. Should we mic drop it here? Hey, thanks for listening to our show tonight. We love to talk and hang out with you on a Sunday night, and we hope you've enjoyed our show.
It's the quickest hour of our week.
It is, and we love it so much. And I know it's not, you know, specific content because we want to just have a good time and enjoy ourselves. And we hope you come to our webinar this Wednesday. And it'll be probably two Wednesdays in a row.
Yes.
And maybe again. We don't know. And it's consciouscommunity.com/7webinar. Mm-hmm. So
Go sign up so we can have some fun together on Wednesday night.
So how was the show, girlfriend?
No doubt. It was great.
It was great. It was great.